Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is clear tonight. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, it's a warm evening, perfect for a stroll. Haifa shares the same pleasant conditions, while in Eilut, temperatures are slightly higher but comfortable. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that Prime Minister Netanyahu and former President Trump are meeting in Washington to discuss the new Middle East order. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew details earlier this hour on Netanyahu's swift visit to Washington, where Iran and regional fronts are central to his discussions with Trump. Also this hour, I-24 News has a story of a former Hamas hostage sharing the harrowing experience of captivity in Gaza on October 7th. Separately, Forward covers Prime Minister Netanyahu accusing New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of making Jews less safe following a recent stabbing incident. And finally, the Australian Jewish News reported earlier today that a 67-year-old woman faces charges for anti-Semitic abuse at the Bondi massacre site. From X, the latest. I24N, EWS English reported just minutes ago that an October 7th survivor and former Hamas hostage, Rimon Buchstab Kirsht, described the torture endured during his captivity. Al Arabiya English writes just now that China is engaging with Pakistan to mediate tensions between the US and Iran, with plans to involve Gulf states for regional stability. Middle East 24 posted earlier today that the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs praised new US sanctions against a UK-based Muslim Brotherhood official and others for supporting Hamas. Now for more on those stories, starting with the meeting between Netanyahu and Trump. The Jerusalem Post details that their discussions focus on regional stability, with key issues like Iran and Saudi Arabia at the forefront. Netanyahu's visit is brief but crucial, as both leaders aim to align on strategies affecting the post-war Middle East order. This meeting could redefine diplomatic relations in the region. Turning to the former Hamas hostage story, I-24 News provides insight into the ordeal faced by Rimon Buchstab Kirsht during captivity. His testimony sheds light on the brutal conditions and psychological impact of being held by Hamas. This account underscores the ongoing humanitarian concerns in the region. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's comments on New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani were highlighted by Forward. The Prime Minister criticized Mamdani's rhetoric, linking it to increased risks for Jewish communities. This adds another layer to the complex relationship between U.S. cities and Israeli leadership. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reveals that Tesla has shifted its tone on its ambitious robotaxi plans, impacting the company's stock performance significantly. Separately, Walla Business reports that Greece is set to approve a massive missile deal with Israel, worth 3.5 billion euros, signaling a strengthening alliance against Turkey. And finally, Globes notes that Israeli smart glass company Gauzy is seeking a debt settlement after losing a significant portion of its market cap since its Nasdaq IPO. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.